Welcome back to Adventure Amps. I'm your host, Mike. Today, we're diving into VeloSwap, the biggest bike swap around in Colorado. New rides, used deals, and everything in between. It is the playground for cyclists and e-bike lovers alike. Our special guest, Ashley from Bicycle Colorado, joins us to share an insider insight on VeloSwap, what makes it such a Colorado classic, and how it is driving the e-bike and bike movements forward. We'll hit a quick micro moment on the Cherry Creek Trail, and of course, wrap it up with our rant, because you know I can't help myself. So plug in, gear up, and let's amp up our next adventure. Hey gang, it's Mike with the Adventure Amps podcast, and as you know, we're all getting ready to go down to VeloSwap, hosted by Bicycle Colorado, and I thought it'd be great to have somebody on from Bicycle Colorado to give us a little hype about the upcoming event, maybe some of the history, and answer some of our normally obnoxious questions. So today we are joined by, I'm going to have you introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Ashley, and I'm our marketing and communications manager at Bicycle Colorado.
All right, Ashley, what does Bicycle Colorado actually do?
That is a great question. So we are a statewide nonprofit, and we do advocacy for everyone who rides a bike. So we do policy and events and education.
Okay. How long have you been with Bicycle Colorado?
I've been with Bicycle Colorado coming up on 2 years.
2 years. And the reason we reached out to you is because you have VeloSwap coming up, and it has kind of been reinvigorated. So I just wanted to chat with you about VeloSwap and some of the things that are going on. So tell everybody what VeloSwap is.
Yeah, so it's Colorado's biggest bike expo, and it's been around since 1989. So it originally started as a small kind of end of season swap at a cyclocross race in Boulder, and it's grown from there.
How many people generally attend? What takes place here at VeloSwap?
Yeah, so it's varied over the years. So it started obviously as something very small, and as the event grew, it expanded to the National Western Complex in Denver. And you know, in the heyday, it was probably 10,000 people were attending, and now we're looking at 2,000 to 3,000. So, since it started in 1989, there was only 3 years that it hasn't happened. So this will be the 33rd year.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so coming back from COVID, obviously, you know, trying to kind of reinvigorate that. And I think that has obviously had some impact on the number of attendees.
So in the biking community, what's Bicycle Colorado looking for VeloSwap? What are you looking for to do in the bicycle community?
Yeah, so we saw this as a great opportunity just to celebrate the cycling community. It's, you know, the vibe of the event is very fun and personal and community driven. And so we saw this as a way to, you know, celebrate that and keep it going. It was something that has been very beloved over the years, and we thought it was a great opportunity to keep that going. And then we also see it as a way to connect with bicyclists across the state. So, you know, our work across Colorado is vital to keeping cyclists safe. And, you know, we want to be able to have those conversations with the community as well.
Now, I always look at it from an e-bike perspective, but there's going to be a lot of analog bikers and bike equipment here. How has the rise of e-bikes challenged Bicycle Colorado, and how do you see them fitting into VeloSwap?
Yeah, so I would say as far as the event goes, you know, we see all sorts of bikes, and it's definitely followed the trend of the bike industry as a whole. So e-bikes are for sure there, gravel bikes. Last year, we even had ski bikes. So a lot of our vendors depend on, you know, what's popular in the community at the time. And, you know, generally speaking, Bicycle Colorado, we love e-bikes. It, you know, gives people an opportunity to expand their riding and also cut down on car trips.
Perfect. What's your favorite part of VeloSwap? And how many have you been to? This is going to be our first year, so we have no idea what to expect. But we go in blazing. So
that's great. That's the way to do it. So this will only be my second time attending. And I would say my favorite thing is we do a kids bike rodeo. And okay. I have kids, and I just love getting to see kids, you know, on bikes and getting to practice their safety skills and just have fun. So that's my favorite part personally.
All right. Where is VeloSwap being held? What time does it start? Where can people get their tickets?
Yep. So it's being held at the National Western Complex in Denver on November 1st. And you can get your tickets at veloswap.com. And you could also go to bicyclecolorado.org, and we have a link there as well. The hours of the event are 9 to 3 p.m., and we do have early access for Bicycle Colorado members. So members get in at 8:30, so you can buy a membership with your ticket if you haven't already been a supporting member of Bicycle Colorado. You know, our members make our work possible, so that's one way we get to say thank you to them.
Very cool. So that's on November 1st at 9 a.m. Yep. Now, Ashley, these are the more fun questions I'm about to ask you, but we have to go fast. So you don't get a lot of time to think about them. I'm going to be upfront to everybody. I sent her the questions in advance so she could think about them. So her answer should be lickety split. All right. Ashley, what's your favorite Colorado ride or trail?
I love riding the dams around Horsetooth Reservoir.
Oh, look at that. Are you a road, gravel, mountain bike, or e-biker?
Road.
Road bike. Are you clipless pedals or flats?
Clipless.
All right. What's the most underrated piece of cycling gear?
I would say a fresh set of handlebar tape.
Oh, look at that. She is prepared. What's your most epic ride you have done?
So I did a bike MS ride in LA, and it was a century ride that started and ended at the Rose Bowl.
Oh, did you get to ride into the Rose Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, that'd been really cool. Very cool. If you weren't riding bikes, what sport would you be into?
Definitely trail running.
Okay. Do you do music or podcast on your long rides, and what's your favorite?
I would say podcasts, and I do love a good story, so something like cereal.
Okay. What's your favorite snack or mid-ride fuel?
I'm a sucker for Cliff blocks. They're just easy to eat.
Excellent. And then are you a beer or a coffee person after a ride?
Well, I live in Fort Collins, so it definitely has to be beer.
Perfect. All right, Ashley, thanks for participating with us. We wanted to make sure everybody gets out there and goes to VeloSwap on November 1st. Any parting words for VeloSwap attendance or anything else you'd like to share before we cut you loose?
No, thanks for having us, and we hope to see everyone out there. It's a great, you know, family fun event, so bring the whole family.
All right, everybody, that was Ashley with Bicycle Colorado and VeloSwap. It's on November 1st. Check it out. Make sure you go. It's a great time for all of you bike nerds to be out and talking to all the other bike nerds. We'll be all gathered in one place. We greatly appreciate Ashley taking 15 minutes today and joining us. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Ashley, thank you. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
We're going to take a quick break so we can go out and earn some money from our advertisers. We'll be right back with our next segment. Stick around.
Struggling up those hills on your old bike? Feeling like a hamster on a wheel, going nowhere fast? Say no more to huffing and puffing with the e-bike shop of Colorado in Leadville. Woo-hoo! We've got sales on zippy e-bikes that'll make mountains feel like molehills, expert service to keep your ride smooth with no more chain reactions, and single-day tours where you cruise Colorado's trails like a boss without the sweat stains. Visit ColoradoEbikeShop.com for everything e-bike. Because why pedal hard when you can pedal smart? The e-bike shop of Colorado. Elevate your spirit of adventure.
Welcome back from us earning some money with our commercials. Let's jump right into the next segment. All right.
let's start with the treasure hunt part of VeloSwap, the used e-bike market. You're going to see all kinds of used bikes. Commuter rigs, fat tire monsters, sleek road style e-bikes, even a few cargo bikes ready for second life. There are four big things to keep in mind when you're looking at all these used bikes. First, battery health is king. If the seller can't tell you how old the battery is or how many charge cycles it's been through, that's a big red flag. Ask if they've had it tested, or better yet, see if it still holds a full charge. Number two, take a moment and look at motor condition. Your motors are either going to be located on the mid-tier by the pedals or in the rear of the tire. Listen for any weird noises when you spin the crank or the wheel. A healthy motor should be smooth and quiet. It should be a lovely hum. Look at mileage. Just like a used car, a bike with 1,000 miles on it isn't necessarily bad, but you know what you're getting and what you're dealing with when it has high miles on it. So check for those miles. Make sure that display works. Finally, the fourth way, look at the overall tender loving care of the bike. Check the chain, the brakes, the tire. If they've been taken care of all the small stuff, there's a good chance the big stuff is solid too. Now just know, these bikes are going to have scrapes, bumps, dings on them. They're used bikes. But if you're checking for battery health, motor condition, and mileage, and overall TLC, you'll be in good shape. Here's a personal tip. Don't get blinded by the price tag. I once bought a too-good-to-be-true deal on a used bike, and guess what? The battery was toast, and by the time I replaced it, I could have bought a new one. And that was a lesson learned when I was first starting out. Couple of other pro tips. Always ask for the charger. Missing chargers are a hidden cost. Two, check the frames for cracks, especially around the welds, especially on e-bikes. And my third pro tip, if possible, take it for a short ride to test the shifting, the brakes, and the assist level. Hunt for deals, but make sure you're asking all the right questions before you haul that bike home. And have a great time looking at all the cool used bikes that will be at VeloSwap. Now let's flip the script and talk about buying new e-bikes. VeloSwap isn't just for secondhand gear. Plenty of brands and shops will be set up with fresh rides to roll. If you're buying new, here are the questions you want to have in your back pocket. One, range. How many miles can you expect on a single charge? And at what assist level? Don't just accept the brochure number. Ask for real-world averages, especially here in the high-altitude areas of Denver and the mountains. Warranty. What does it cover? Battery, motor, frame. How long is it? What's covered? How hard is it to get parts? Ask those tough questions. Support. Who does the servicing? Is there a local shop? Or will you be shipping your bike to Timbuktu every time something breaks? Ask those tough questions. How this bike gets serviced, should it have a warranty issue? Where do you have to take it? Who do you have to chat with? Finally, and most important, fit and comfort. Can they adjust the bike to your body? An e-bike, you don't feel comfortable on it, is just an expensive garage ornament. Let's make sure that you have the greatest experience. So make sure this bike fits. Make sure you enjoy the size of the tires, from the 4-inch down to the 2.4-inch tires. Look for that short frame, or the small frame, or the regular frame, or the large frame. Ask those questions and take it out for a test ride. At VeloSwap, you've got an edge. You can talk directly with the brand reps or any of the local dealers. Those dealers or brand reps, they want to earn your trust. So don't be shy about asking for those tough questions. A couple of pro tips. Don't be afraid to negotiate. Show specials can save you hundreds of dollars. Pro tip two, ask if software updates are included and how often they're going to be released. Third pro tip, bring your own helmet so you're comfortable during the test rides. And my personal tip, Ride the vibe, not just a spec sheet. Numbers are important, but how the bike feels under you and what's going to matter day after day. If you're grinning ear to ear during the test ride, that's the bike you're talking about. E-biking is about experiencing the journey and the ride. It's about having a bike that's comfortable and fun to be on. Ride lots of brands, ride lots of models, and make sure you're comfortable and happy before you part with those dollars, and your enjoyment of that bike will last for years to come. This episode's micro moment keeps us right here in Denver on the Cherry Creek Trail. If you're heading the VeloSwap, this trail is practically calling your name. Let me paint the picture, the scene. I roll out on my e-bike just south of downtown. At first, it feels like city life. Traffic is humming nearby. The murals are splashed across the bridges, underpasses. Then a few miles in, the noise starts to drop away. And suddenly, the trees are overhead. The creek is bubbling alongside you. And that sweet Colorado air is filling your lungs. Here's where I think the trail gets really cool. The Cherry Creek Trail isn't just a nice trail. It's history on wheels. Back in 1858, this is where prospectors first found gold, sparking the Pikes Peak Gold Rush and basically building Denver out of dust, true ambition. As you ride, you are following the path that fortune seekers once took with wagons, pickaxes. Now, it's Halloween, and like every old trail, this trail comes with ghost stories. Local lore says some riders have seen the phantom prospectors along the creek at dusk. Men in ragged clothes, lanterns swinging, searching for gold that's long gone. I can't say that I've seen any ghost myself. I have heard the pitter-patter and the boots behind me, and I've turned to look to see if somebody's there, and there was no one there. All it does is makes me speed up my pedaling a little faster. What makes Cherry Creek special to me is how it blends it all together. The hum of city life, the quiet escape of nature, and the brush with history. And maybe for some of you, if you let your imagination run wild, a ghost or two. By the time you hit the open stretches, you're cruising on your e-bike, you can't help but feel connected to Denver's past, its present, and the pure joy of the ride. That is why Cherry Creek Trail is this episode's micro moment. It's just not a path. It's an urban experience with a little history attached to it. I'm Mike, and I'll see you on the trail. This may be the best part of VeloSwap, test riding e-bikes. You could go to a shop and try one or two brands, but here you can hop from booth to booth and ride everything from high-end commuter bikes to fat tire adventures. Think of it as speed dating, but with e-bikes. You get to try out a mid-drive and then over to a hub drive. You can compare torque sensors to cadence sensors. You can feel the difference between a step-through frame and a traditional diamond frame or step-over frame. Here's where it gets personal. The first time I test rode a cargo bike, I thought, no way I need this. But then I loaded it up with some demo gear and realized, oh man, hauling groceries or camping gear on this would be a game changer for me out in the wilderness. A five-minute test ride opened my eyes to all the possibilities that exist on these bikes. When you're test riding, check the brakes. Pull them evenly, pull them suddenly. Make sure that you feel comfortable when you step off the seat. This is your time to experience the different sizes, the different brands, and the different models. So don't rush it. spend some time riding, comparing, asking yourself, does this bike make me excited to ride? And if the answer is yes, you're right on track to figuring out what the best bike for you is. Three pro tips for you on this. Ride the same loop on each bike so you can compare apples to apples. Pro tip two, pay attention to how the brakes feel on each model. Your confidence on stopping this and feeling safe matters. And three, pro tip number three, take notes after each ride. After five test bikes, details will blur fast. So if you have a few notes written down, it'll be easier to go back. And when you get it down to that one or two bikes, take them out for a little longer test ride and find out what your experience is. Take advantage of VeloSwap and the test riding grounds. All right, folks, it's rant time. And today, my rant is about VeloSwap and the test ride areas. I've got a little bit of a beef with the demo areas at bike events. You know what I'm talking about if you've been there. These are these little fenced off tracks where you're supposed to safely try out new bikes. But let's be real. The second you have hundreds of people loose on shiny new e-bikes, it turns into a demo derby danger. You've got the speed demons treating it like the Tour de France, leaning into the corners like their lives depend on it. You've got the wobblers, first timers, who look like they're auditioning for a circus act. And then there's the daredevil who decides, hey, I wonder if this fat tie cruiser can bunny hop a cone. Spoiler, it can't. I watched a guy hit the throttle and scream, yeehaw, and nearly plow into a hot dog cart. I swear the vendor aged a decade right on the spot. And don't get me started on the person who tries to check their phone mid-test ride. Buddy, if you can't text and walk, you definitely can't text an e-bike. But here's the thing. As chaotic as it looks, it's also a blast. The organizers at VeloSwap do a killer job keeping it safe, with the volunteers corralling the chaos like rodeo clowns with clipboards. And honestly, half the fun is just standing on the edge of the track watching the spectacle. You get free comedy with your bike shopping. So yes, demo derby danger drives me nuts, but it's also one of the best parts of the show. Just promise me one thing. Keep your eyes on the trail and your tacos upright. Okay? We're going to take a quick break to go out and earn some money. Stick around.
Tired of vacation disasters? Like getting lost in Miami's sweltering heat, battling bugs while jazzing in New Orleans, or Nashville honky-tonks going totally honky-wonky? Say goodbye to flops with Epic Happy Adventure's new multi-day tours. We're pedaling through Miami's beaches, New Orleans vibes, Fort Myers Beach sunsets, Nashville's tunes, and Vegas's neon lights. For all levels, from couch potatoes to speed demons, e-bikes and hilarious guides are provided. No sweat, just epic fun. Woo-hoo! Visit EpicHappyAdventures.com to reserve your adventure, because life's too short for boring trips. Elevate your spirit of adventure with Epic Happy Adventures.
Welcome back. Thanks for sticking around while we let out and earn some money. Now, don't get me wrong. E-bikes are the star of the show at VeloSwap. But there's a whole other layer of fun out there. You're going to see booths for gear. Helmets, bags, racks, all the little upgrades that make your ride better. You've got companies running tours everywhere from city cruises to multi-day e-bike adventures in national parks. And you've got a community, riders swapping stories, comparing setups, and geeking out over all the tech. It's like stepping into a parallel universe where everybody just gets your obsession. And honestly, that's what I love most about this. You just don't leave with stuff, you leave with ideas. Maybe you discover a new trail or trail system. Maybe you book a guided tour. Or maybe you just get fired up to ride a little bit more. The energy at VeloSwap will be contagious. There's three pro tips for all of VeloSwap that I think people need to be paying attention to. Talk to the two operators. Some of them offer discounts if you book at the event. Keep an eye out for gear bundles. Vendors often pair accessories together for cheaper than retail. Network. Trade contact info with fellow riders. Half the fun is the connections you make here at VeloSwap, and they're going to lead to great adventures and great journeys. Look beyond the bikes when you're at VeloSwap.
That's going to do it for this episode of Adventure Amps. Thanks for joining. Huge thanks to Ashley from Bicycle Colorado for hanging out and talking all things VeloSwap. Seriously, what a cool event it's going to be. If you dug this episode, hit the like button, maybe drop us a comment, and share it with your riding buddies. And hey, don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss what's on our next ride. Until then, keep those batteries charged, keep pedaling, stay amped, and friends, I'll see you on the trail.